Joe, first of all, how would you assess that result in the end? Disappointing?
Yeah, I think we eventually got ourselves in front. I thought we had a few really good chances in the first half that obviously we didn't take. And it was a tough day today. It was tough conditions. I thought their crowd were really, really up for it. And ours were great, obviously. And taking the lead so late, we would have liked to have won it. But you've got to look on the positive side and take the result that we haven't got many times in over the past couple of years.
Did the conditions play any part in their goal that ultimately got them a point?
No, not really. I think it's a good ball by Bainsey, and you know I've come really more to than get it to put him off. It's a free header from, I don't know, 9 yards out. I thought Naismith took it really well, and you know these things happen. But we'd like to have been in a more comfy position before then, but we'll take the point.
If you're looking more as the bigger picture, do you feel happy where you are right now? You're tucked in just behind Chelsea. I know you've dropped 2 points against Everton, but you're in a great position going into this last phase of the season, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we are. We're fighting in 3 competitions. We're obviously disappointed with the Capital One earlier in the season, but we've moved on from that. We've been 8 points behind, and we've got ourselves right back in it. And like I say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. This league, we're on an unbeaten run at the moment, and we need to keep that up.
I'm sure you'd rather be top, but psychologically, is it sometimes better to be the team that's just behind?
No, we've led before, and we obviously want to be up there, but I think, like I say, there's plenty of games to go. We're in a good position. We've still got to play Chelsea, so that's going to obviously be a key game. But Arsenal away at home next week is going to be a big 3 points for us.
You're on a long unbeaten run. I think it goes back to October without a defeat now in the league.
Yeah, West Ham. And we're proud of that, and we've won the majority of the games, you know, and we've maintained good away form. Obviously, a disappointing result with Burnley recently, but, you know, that's kind of the result of the Christmas period, playing in the snow that we did at West Brom. You know, it all adds up, but like I say, we've got to play the long run. I think we're on a good run, we're in a good place, we're getting plenty of players back fit, and, you know, we're ready for the second part of the season.
And with the games coming up, you just mentioned Arsenal, there's an FA Cup tie in there in Chelsea. As players, do you collectively say, look, this is the time, lads, that we need to really sort of step it up, or do you just see it as another game?
We see it as how we see every game. We do go into every game with every intention of winning it. We look to start aggressive and attack from the front, and I don't think that'll be any different in the coming games.
As a goalkeeper, do you get to enjoy the great football? Because City are renowned now for playing this lovely flowing football, or do you not really take that in?
Yeah, I do. I think it's fantastic to watch. You know, the calmness to get out of situations appeals more to me. I think the lads are, obviously the flicks and stuff are nice, but I think the more belief and how we work as a team excites me more.
I guess your priority is the two in front of you. Is it the two defenders?
Yeah. Obviously, we try and have a good relationship as a back four and myself. But I think we're getting that, and you know we've rotated a lot, but that's who we are. That's what we've done for years, and we're all used to it.